Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Which one of us is going to go first?
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Here we are.
And you should know that I gave Dori a hand signal and then started talking. I directed you to speak.
You did do that.
Yep. Because I think we should leave in that little bit at the beginning.
Oh, I agree.
Just to show how truly not experts we are at this whole
podcasting or serums. Podcasting,
the two things we do often.
The two things we profess to know how to do. How's it going?
Dori, I have recovered from a cold.
Yeah, you sound great.
Thank you. I took it very seriously.
Good.
I got sick 2 days after Anthony got sick.
Yep.
And I drank approximately 70 ounces of homemade bone broth.
Mm-hmm. I ate. Yeah, when you came to my house last week, you had a whole thermos of bone broth that you were just slurping away.
You know what? It could be placebo effect or it could work. I don't, whatever it takes is kind of where I was at. Because hilariously, my in-laws happen to be in town, and often when they come visit us, they are very generous with their time and they're like, go get out of town. We'll watch your kids. So Anthony and I had like 2 nights planned in Palm Springs and then we both got a cold. Like it was just classic. Like
how rude.
How rude, right? So I really was trying to just like take care of the cold.
Yes.
I drank tons of water and then I got 9 hours of sleep for about 3 nights in a row. And that I think is what healed me.
Definitely.
The 9 hours.
The sleep is so important.
So important.
My mom always used to say that.
I mean, sleep really does heal so much.
It really does.
And I was intrigued at, normally I get between 7 and 8, and I was intrigued by the 9.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think really helped.
Yeah.
And I stayed in this weekend. I skipped a friend's Halloween gathering.
Good.
And I also finished a book that I enjoyed.
Oh, yeah?
Called Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, yes. The old crawdads.
The old crawdads. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
I felt sad when it ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to
be made
feeling.
Into a movie by Reese Witherspoon, so yeah. It's fine. But that was a good read. That was really fun. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
That's
awesome. I healed my cold.
Sounds like you had a nice weekend.
I did. And now I'm attempting the Getting Things Done program recommended by a listener.
How's it going? Are you, in fact, getting things done?
Kind of. This listener suggested that I use Post-it notes to write down all the different things I have to get done and then put them on the day that I'm going to do them. I am flipping through, showing Dori.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then I've been ripping them off today as I do them. But today is just day one.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, you got to start somewhere.
That's true. We're all having a day one.
Everyone has a day one.
Yeah.
So good.
So that's my day one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How have you been over there?
You know, I've been okay.
Wait, we need to talk about what's on your head.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it.
Dori got highlights and they look so good.
I did get highlights. I got balayage.
Go on.
Balayage.
I've said that wrong so many times.
I want it to be balayage, but it's not. It's balayage.
Balayage.
Yes.
I've called it balayage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've learned.
Okay,
but,
great.
Okay, so you got...
So...
And Dory, for our audience,
yes.
What is balayage?
Well, Kate, I believe it is just when they kind of like... It's like painting on...
Painting on a highlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like slightly less chemically, but I could be wrong about that. I don't really know.
Not an expert on balayage?
Not an expert on balayage. When she was like, let's do balayage. I was like, great. What is it? So here's what happened. You know, as our listeners know, I've been dealing with some postpartum hair loss. So I've been feeling sort of down about my hair situation. So I decided to get it cut. And then I was also looking at some pictures of it. And I was like, you know, it's nice that I have my natural hair color. Like, I feel like my hair is, even though I don't have that much of it, it's pretty healthy. It's not processed, etc. But sometimes I look at pictures of myself and I'm like, I feel like I look like someone who dyed their hair too dark. I feel like I need to sort of like brighten things up a little bit. So when I went in to get my hair cut last week, I said to my hairstylist, I was like, I think I want to come in and see, because at the salon he cuts at, he like likes to work with, you know, a certain colorist.
Gotcha.
And he was like, I want to talk to your colorist. And he was like, oh, I'll get her over here. He was very excited. So then she came over and she, you know, we talked about it. And then I made an appointment to come in the following week. So I went in on Friday, today's Monday, and she did her thing. We talked about it. She did her thing.
Did it take a long time?
It took 2 hours.
Okay.
Not too bad. You know, we just decided it was going to look natural. Nothing dramatic. Just, you know, kind of just brighten things up a little bit.
It is so warm.
Thank you.
It's so nice.
It did feel transformative.
I truly, when you sent me a photo.
I did.
And I knew, you didn't caption it, but I knew exactly what had happened. I could see the difference. And I was very excited. And now seeing it in person today, it's very subtle, but mm-hmm. it's really just warming.
Thank you. Well, and as I was saying to you, as we were coming in here, I feel good that barely anyone has said anything about it.
Did your husband notice?
He noticed because I told him
okay.
I was going, and he got sort of like huffy about it. And he was like, highlights?
They don't understand.
What do you need highlights for?
Okay.
And I was like, oh, Matt.
Gentle.
Oh, yes.
Hetero man.
Yeah, exactly. And you noticed, my nanny noticed, but I've seen other people and no one said anything. So either they think it's disgusting and they don't want to say anything, or they just didn't notice it, which I think is a really good thing. Like, I didn't want something that was like, I got highlights. You know what I mean?
I do, because I did that recently and it is very noticeable and people comment on it a lot.
Oh, interesting.
I've had more people comment on my hair in a positive way, but I'm still very self-conscious because I went,
you went a little blonder.
It is blonde. But I don't know. I'm at the kind of the point, and maybe you feel this way, where it's like hair, we both have it, so we can play with it.
Yeah.
Right? We're fortunate in that regard. And I'm like, why don't I just, like, I'm just going to fuck around with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be too precious with things like my hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is why I hacked a bang. I asked my hairdresser to put a bang in.
Mm.
Which you still can't really see
because I can't
tuck it behind my ear.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, as you were saying that, I was thinking I have given my hair so much importance because I have not liked it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it has become sort of the locus of a lot of, I think, anxiety around my appearance. Maybe I want to take some of that power back.
Wow. I like this.
And so highlighting it is kind of a way of like lessening its power over me. Whoa, I just got deep.
Well, you showed it.
Yeah.
I love that. That is so cool.
You just made me think about that.
Oh, Well, we're always thinking
much
about...
deeper way than I thought I would ever think
sometimes
about my
hair. This stuff is very deep though. I mean, it really is rooted to so many different things, and how, you know, like we talk a lot about the beauty culture and societal standards, but also it's rooted to stuff within ourselves as well.
That is so true. Wow.
Wow. Makes you think.
Really does. So also, we took Henry to his 6-month appointment. He got some shots. I should also say it's been so hot here. The last couple of days have cooled down, but it had really been quite warm.
We are in a climate conundrum here
and
in California.
He had eczema, he had a heat rash, he had drool rash. His skin was just like on fire.
Poor dude.
And some of the moms from my old Mommy and Me class, we now take a music class together. And on the text chain, there was talk of going to a pumpkin patch after music class. And like, I was like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's so hot. Like the thought of going to a pumpkin patch with all those people and like waiting around. And
can we clarify too? Pumpkin patches, which appear to be a thing here in Los Angeles. I don't know if they exist in the rest of the world. I did not go to them as a child.
Well, so we had this conversation over the weekend because I was like, did we grow up with pumpkin patches?
No.
I think I've seen them other places. Like my sister.
Our parents were just
my
like,
sister
nope.
took her kids to pumpkin patches, a pumpkin patch, and had some really cute photos. But they do seem to be, shall I say, fetishized here in Southern California.
And it's not a place where pumpkins are growing out of the ground. It's literally just a pumpkin sale.
There's also not fall here.
No, it's
in
90
the traditional
degrees.
Like New England-y sense of the
Midwestern
word.
Midwestern even.
Yes.
No, different life.
Exactly. So there's definitely this like weird fetishization of like, it's 90 degrees. Let's go pose our children on bales of hay surrounded by pumpkins. Maybe we'll put them in flannel. I mean, like, it makes no sense.
It's fucking Instagram culture is what it is in so
many
ways.
You're so right.
Right?
Yes, it totally is.
Ugh.
Anyway.
And let me tell you, I'm moaning. Have I done it over and over again? Oh, yeah. And throw those kids on those bales of hay. So who am I to criticize?
So, you know, I was torn because on the one hand, I was like, they would be pretty cute photos. But on the other hand, I was like, Henry's skin is a nightmare right now. Even though it has gotten a lot better, I felt like subjecting him to that would be not great. And then, like, at the last minute, one of the moms was like, oh, I found this other place in Pasadena that's like more low key. But by that point, I had sort of just talked myself out of it. And then afterwards, they posted some pictures on Instagram. And I was like, what is my fucking problem?
Oh, this is interesting. So you felt bad about your decision.
Yes. I was like, am I being overprotective of Henry? Like, in my mind, I was like, well, we'd be driving there during his nap and maybe he wouldn't fall asleep in the car and then he'd be hot and cranky. And but then, you know, the babies looked fine. They looked happy.
Can I say something?
Yes, Kate.
You're not being overprotective of Henry. You're protecting yourself because this sounds like a drag. You might have a kid who's not napping. It's hot. Babies don't know what pumpkins are. They have no, it's not actually pleasant for the baby.
I know. I had all of these thoughts.
I think,
Kate,
you did yourself a service.
But then there's this other side of me. You know, I have this recurring thing of like, do I not make enough of an effort?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, should I just have sucked it up and gone to the pumpkin patch? Am I overthinking this? Yes.
Well, but also there's this whole element of it of like you're making these new friends.
Yes, exactly.
You're extending your friend group to these parents. You're trying to connect with people. There's
and if I
all
say no to everything, then like, you know, no one's going to invite me to anything anymore.
I get it. You're going for your own social life as well as like your kid. I will say
these are not real problems, but.
Well, but they're things you're thinking about. And there is a weird pressure we put on ourselves to kind of form these communities for our kids and for ourselves.
Yes.
And in my experience, making quote unquote mom friends is valuable. And I think it can happen. It will happen as your kid is older as well.
Totally.
So
And it'll happen because he makes friends and then I'll become friends with their parents.
Or not. Or you'll meet a cool parent and your kids won't like each other.
Oh.
That happens too.
So one last thing before we take a little break.
Okay.
We tackled the piles.
Oh, in your home?
In our home.
You purged?
We purged.
Everything?
Not everything, but we're close.
Like you got deep?
We got pretty deep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you toss a lot of it or give it away?
We did toss a lot. Some of the stuff I have in a pile to give away, which also sort of drives Matt crazy. He's like, who are you giving these away to? I was like, people, it will happen.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's just, they had kind of become part of the landscape. And I think it finally got to Matt. And as we all know, you can lead a husband to a mess, but you can't make him clean it up.
Mm. Oh, wow. I'm going to stitch that on a pillow.
It's only when he decides that the mess is bothering him that it's like code red emergency. We got to clean this house before we die.
So familiar.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, sure.
And you did it.
And we did.
How long did it take you?
A few hours. And then I was like, I need a break. And so I took a break. And then I was like, I'm going to visit my friend who just had a baby. Aww. Bye. And he kept cleaning. He also got a new vessel for Henry's toys at Target.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So like it was good.
Congratulations.
It does feel better. Like we still have a little bit of ways to go, but it does feel a lot better in the living room.
You can move in your space a little bit more.
Can move in my space a little bit more. It just feels like we have a little bit more room to breathe. We should tell people what this episode is about before we take a break.
Okay. Let's do it.
Because it is about accumulating more things.
That's right. We just joyfully discussed purging and now we're going to just load you up with products.
Yeah. But you know, I loved doing this episode last year.
Me too. It was really fun.
I was so excited to do it again this year. And I do really think that like everything we're recommending is great.
Friends, this is our 2019 holiday gift guide. Doesn't need to be given for a holiday though. These are gifts that can be given anytime.
Buckle up, everyone.
We found some goodies that we want, some things that we have and like.
Yep.
Some things we might be getting people.
Yep.
And we will be sharing them all with you after we take a quick break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated
to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So we have put together a long list.
A very long list.
Hopefully we can breeze through this.
Yes.
Of goodies to give for many people in your life.
Yeah.
And I'd say we just jump into
Let's just do it.
Let's just dip these toes.
Okay.
So first up is something I've never received, but many people have been messaging us about them. And I'm not linking to a specific one, because if you give it a Google, you will find one. And neither of us have ever used these.
Correct.
But dare I say, if someone gave this to me, I would be excited. A beauty or skincare advent calendar.
Yeah.
For the month of December.
Yeah, I'd be into this.
Yeah. Don't need to care about the advent.
No.
Just the products.
Exactly.
And then another suggestion I had, which is something I am itching to try. If you want to give...
But it shouldn't make you itch.
No. If you wanted to give a skincare product, I wanted to recommend one created by our friend Jackie Johnson of the podcast Natch Butte.
Jackie!
Who collaborated with the company Lolly to make something called the Pank Collection. If you know Jackie, Jackie loves pink, but she says Pank, P-A-N-K. And they made these two beautiful products, this face, lip, hair, and nail oil that is indeed pink in color, and then a Vita C face mask. And Jackie has raved about these products. I'm very excited to try them. And I know she really feels connected to Lolly. They're organic. It's vegan, cruelty free. I think all the products are food grade. So it's really great quality. And I just think they would make really a beautiful kind of skincare present for a skincare loving person in your life. Okay. Another thing on my list, I wanted to include something from Wander Beauty because I just love their products. Mm-hmm. I'm actually in some of them today.
Same here.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm wearing their cheek stuff.
Oh, I'm wearing their face stuff. Those are not the official names. So I was popping over onto their website, and they have something really cool called an airplane mode mini skincare kit. And they have a lot of great little gift packets and great products, but that to me just felt very Forever 35, since we're always yammering about skincare on planes.
Yeah.
And they have face oil, moisturizer, cleanser, their Glow Getter Mist, which I love. And then also their gold eye mask is included in this little kit. And I love their eye mask as well. So I thought
also it's in like a little suitcase.
Yeah, it's like a cute, it's like little perfect case. It's all travel size. Yeah. I don't know. I thought this was really adorable. Cute. It's $49, but it's $100 value. Mm-hmm. So thought that might be a nice little gift.
Okay, so I also had something for the beauty / skincare category.
Tell me, because I want this.
A beauty fridge.
I mean,
I have wanted this since I saw it on Michelle Lee's Instagram, the editor of Allure magazine. She is a big beauty fridge proponent. It's just a mini fridge.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. It comes in different colors. I guess you just keep it in your bathroom.
I saw one, a friend's, whose partner uses it in his office for like a drink. And it was so cute. Mm-hmm. Like you could even just put, you could put whatever you want in there.
Yeah. So the one I'm recommending is the Kooluli, and it's $49.99. Okay. And like I said, it comes in a bunch of different colors. So go get it.
I honestly might just do that.
Great. Okay. So our next category, moving on from beauty and skincare, let's talk about books.
I mean, a favorite category of ours is two voracious readers.
Yes. So we have a couple cookbooks on here.
Well, yes, because Allison Roman has a new cookbook that I am itching to
get. Friend of the pod,
past guest, fantastic cookbook author. She has a new cookbook that just came out called Nothing Fancy, Unfussy Food for Having People Over.
Yeah, I love her whole thing that like, it's not a dinner party. You're just having people over.
Yeah. And her recipes are delicious and easy to follow. And the books themselves are gorgeous.
Totally.
Like I have mine on my coffee table.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful book, but also very useful.
There's another cookbook that looks amazing. It's Questlove by Questlove, and it's the Mixtape Potluck Cookbook. And he just got a bunch of cool people to give him recipes to put together, like, you know, this sort of like fantasy potluck dinner. Love Questlove. Love the concept of this book.
And it's been like named one of this year's best cookbooks.
Yeah, and guess who wrote the introduction?
Who?
Martha Stewart.
I thought you were going to say Dori Shafrir. And I was like, what have you not told me?
Like, what? No, Martha Stewart.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I'd like that one as well.
Yeah.
I recommended a really great little teeny coffee table book that we have in our home called The Little Book of Feminist Saints. It's by Julia Pierpont. It's has beautiful illustrations and then a little write-up about all these fantastic different women. My kids love looking at it.
Oh, cool.
I noticed my father-in-law checking it out. It just kind of sits on our coffee table, and it's a really fun little read to pick up anytime you want.
And then I had a couple other suggestions. Jamie Attenberg's new book, All This Could Be Yours. Love Jamie Attenberg.
I want to read this.
The book sounds amazing, and she is one of my favorite authors. She's wonderful. And so her book just came out. It's a novel. And then the other book that I recommend as a gift is Ali Wong's new book.
I haven't read this yet.
It is a book of essays called Dear Girls, Intimate Tales, Untold Secrets, and Advice for Living Your Best Life.
Bring it on.
It sounds funny. It sounds honest, real, just like Allie. We love Allie Wong here on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. And her glasses, I will say. Glasses.
Her glasses, her
model.
Outfits. I mean.
Her brain.
Yeah. We love it all.
This is kind of a crossover in the book department.
Okay.
It's our only entry in the woo category from last year. We say that with love.
We do.
I checked this out. A friend had this, and it's beautiful. Okay, the title is long. Bear with me. It's called The Illustrated Herbiary, which is a book, but then there's a collectible box set, which also includes little oracle cards and a little carrying pouch. And so if you enjoy like pulling a card, as people say, a day, and then kind of looking up the meaning and the intention in this beautiful book of illustrated herbs, I cannot recommend this enough.
Love that.
It's really cool. It's really fun. I have lots of friends who have kind of been bringing it around lately. And this,
oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like hot in your circle.
It's hot in my circle here in Los Angeles. Okay. So the book itself is kind of this best-selling book about plants and kind of the magic of plants. And now this little gift set comes with this beautiful card deck. So I like the whole thing
got
with the
it,
cards
got it, got it.
As a gift. There we go. One entry in woo.
And do we... Okay, yes. Yeah. So it's $30. You might be able to get a little cheaper on various websites, but the list price is $30.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to the home category.
Well, I might have recommended these last year, but they remain a hot fave. I was burning them this weekend as I was working on this list, and I was like, why not just throw these on here?
Totally.
Old friend, advertiser, podcast friend, Milk and Honey, based out of Austin, Texas, makes gorgeous essential oil candles. Mm-hmm. The smell is just beautiful. They do not irritate the eyes, which is something I have had happen to me with different scented candles. And I wanted to personally recommend my two favorites, which are number 8 and number 46.
You heard it here first.
I really like, they are pricier candles, but they just, the scents are gorgeous.
Yeah,
they're a beautiful gift candle.
And then I put something on here that...
I love that you put this on here.
...is a Kate fave.
Take it away, Dory.
The Buffy Comforter. What a great home gift to give to someone you love.
It is. It's a, would be an expensive purchase.
Yeah, but, you know, for a splurge.
I mean, I freaking love this comforter.
Yeah.
Again, they are an advertiser on the pod.
They are.
Any mentions here right now, not ads.
Not
These
ads.
Are just things that we've had the pleasure of trying because they've advertised on the pod and we think would make great gifts. Let me tell you, that comforter, it is literally like a cloud nesting on your body.
Truly.
I love that thing.
And then I thought it might be nice to put together a little like bath set.
A little gift bag?
A little gift basket of bath items. So in addition to like getting some bath salts and a bath bomb and, you know, those types of things, I thought you could get a drain cover, which we first heard about way back when with Jasmine Guillory.
One of the original, like, eye-opening product mentions here on this
yes.
podcast for me personally.
So it's the thing that covers the overflow drain on your bathtub so you can fill up your bathtub a little bit higher. A bath caddy tray.
Mm.
So you can have all of your accoutrements, your book, etc.
Love it.
And a bath pillow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love having a bath pillow.
And you have recommended individual
I have recommended,
ones.
Yes, a certain bath pillow that promises non-slip technology.
You know, Dory, we forgot to mention this up top, but everything we're talking about here today will be linked on forever35podcast.com.
Yes. You don't have to be taking notes right now.
Please don't take notes.
No, especially if you're driving.
Oh my gosh. Look at us.
I mean,
I also just wanted to chime in here. This is not on our list, but you gave me some really lovely bath products last year that I have loved using from the House of Intuition, LA.com. It's a store here in Los Angeles, but you can buy their stuff online. If you're looking for a fun bath product, check those out.
I'm glad you liked those.
I do. I have a couple that I haven't used that I've been saving.
Ooh.
But I really like them. So
okay, good.
Thank you for that, by the way.
You are so welcome.
Now, Dory's favorite category.
Oh, I love this category.
Pets.
Now, I only did dogs this year because I'm not a cat expert or a bird expert or a rabbit expert.
Or lizard.
Lizard, horse.
Snake, cow.
Fish.
You only do dogs.
I only do dogs.
That's fair. So these are some ideas you came up with. Were you to gift a dog something?
Yes. So my first recommendation is the Pet Johns, as they are called, from Hannah Anderson. They make great pajamas for people of all ages, but they also make pet pajamas.
That is adorable.
And you can get pajamas that match the people pajamas that you get.
So did you do this story?
Well, I did it last year. I got Bo the Hannah Anderson Hanukkah pajamas.
And now is your whole family also going to have a pair?
Yeah, I think I can't decide if I want to change it up a little.
Okay.
There's another print that we people have that I might get for Bo also. A lot to think about. Okay. So the other thing I recommended is a favorite of Bo's. It is the Busy Buddy Twist and Treat dog toy. And you fill it with treats and it kind of rolls around and they have to figure out how to get the treats out. It's not that hard, but
listen,
but they're
it's
dogs.
Endorsed by Bo.
Yes, it's endorsed by Bo. It's on, you know, you can get it on like chewy.com for $9. It's not expensive. And then this looked fun and I don't have this for Bo, but I'm considering getting it for Bo. It is the Outward Hound Fun Feeder Interactive Dog Bowl. And it's basically like a maze.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it just gives them like a little bit more to think about when they're eating.
I mean, they need stuff to think
they
about.
They do. They don't understand they need world stimulation. Politics. Yeah. Exactly. So those are my big recommendations this year.
Well, I don't have any dog recommendations.
That's fine.
But I trust your dog.
Okay.
And that should tell you what Lucy's getting for Christmas this year. Nothing.
Wow.
No, I'll get her something. Last year I bought her a new dog bed and then just pretended it was a Christmas present so my kids would feel like she got something.
Oh, that's smart.
That's kind of what I tend to do. I'm like, here's your food. Merry Christmas. Maybe she'll get a fancy bone.
I mean, Bo also has a stocking, so you know, we get some little treats for him. Yeah. In the stocking.
I'll give her a treat.
Yeah.
Well, I had a couple suggestions in the kid department.
Yes.
Speaking of, as you might know, my children are now a little bit older. They're 6 and 9. And these are just two things that they have really enjoyed using recently. Look, one is an old standard. It's just the Rainbow Loom, which uses tiny rubber bands to make bracelets and jewelry. But it is really fun. My older daughter is constantly making things on it. And the kind of cool thing about it is that they can then make things to give as presents. Mm-hmm. So I really like, I love watching her use this. You can buy, you know, little charms to go on it. It's been really fun. I also enjoy playing around with it.
Cool.
So look, I know it's not a new item, but it's a good standard.
That's okay.
Then I included something my kids received as a gift that we had so much fun making that then we've given it to other kids as gifts. And it's a make your own soap kit.
Cool.
That is really fun. It's like a great afternoon activity to do for a couple hours with your kids. It makes a great gift.
What is the age range for this?
I was able to do it with my 6 and 8 year old.
Okay.
I definitely think like the 8 year old was like more clear on like really making a cool soap, where my 6 year old was just like, blah. Mm-hmm. But we were all able to do it together. Everyone made something that we were able to actually use. You know, if you wanted to make the soap and then put it in a little baggie and tie a bow on it and give that to somebody, you could. So I thought those were two fun little things we've enjoyed lately.
Yeah. So another thing for probably kids around your kids' age that I wanted to recommend is this food subscription box called Eat to Explore.
I am intrigued by this.
And it looks really cool. So inside the box, it's all by country or by continent, and they include spice and sauce mixes, recipe cards, a shopping list, educational material, and activity sheets and collectibles. And they give you 3 recipes per country, and there's 4 servings per recipe. And then they also include like a collectible cooking tool, flag pins, stickers, like it's just, and you're supposed to like learn about the country and its food, and then you cook the food.
I might get this for my kids.
I think it sounds really cool. I also, at first I was like, grocery lists, like you have to do shopping. But then I was like, you know what? That's actually smart, because then the food doesn't go bad and you can kind of do it at your leisure.
Yes. Not sitting there with
like, oh my gosh, there's chicken in the fridge that like I need to make, because the spice mixes obviously don't go bad, you know, that quickly. So I thought this sounded really cool. And then I know we recommended Kiwi Crate last year, and they are also advertisers on this show.
But they weren't advertisers last year.
They were not advertisers last year.
My kids love Kiwi Crate.
And I wanted to recommend Panda Crate, which is their crate for babies, 0 to 2. It comes with all sorts of really great stuff. And I will say, having gotten Panda Crate and a crate from their competitor... The Panda Crate is half the price and seemed like the exact same stuff.
Well, look at this. Inside scoop.
Just saying. I thought Panda Crate was great. So if you have a baby in your life, go for it. And then there's this toy that got recommended. I asked for suggestions in Forever 35 Parents for kids stuff, and someone recommended the Grimm's 7 Friends in 7 Bowls sorting toy.
Oh, I've never heard of this. Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute. It's a little expensive, but that's why I thought it was like a good gift, you know, if someone wanted to.
Fancy baby gift.
Fancy baby gift. It's wooden. All the little dolls are different colors and you sort them into cups. And then, you know, you can use the cups for other things. It just looked really cute to me. So
it is cute.
Okay. And then my final suggestion, this is a rye. This is a rye thing.
Okay. Okay. Dory, what does RISE stand for again?
RISE stands for Resources for Infant Educarers. And it's the, we talk about a lot on Excellent Adventure, but it's basically the kind of parenting philosophy that Matt and I are adhering to raise Henry. And a lot of their philosophy is like letting kids explore their like gross motor skills on their own and creating yes spaces for them where they can just play safely and you never have to worry about being like, you can't touch that. Be careful of the cord or whatever. So one of the things that they use as the kids get more mobile is a thing called a Pickler triangle. And it's basically just a wooden structure with like wooden rods in the shape of a triangle and kids can just climb on it. And I really want to get one for Henry when he can start to climb. They're pretty low to the ground and they make mini ones for babies. So like it's hard to get injured. And it also lets them explore in like a safe way. And they're wooden. They're really nice. The one I linked to is made by a company called Rad Children's Furniture that makes all these like really nice wooden things.
I just want to say I cannot wait to come over to your house and watch your baby climb all over this thing the second he can walk. I am very excited.
Doesn't it look like something he'd have fun on?
It looks very fun. I've seen other people who have these in their homes. I mean, they're like indoor. They're like teeny.
Yeah.
Indoor play structures.
Totally.
That kids will climb all over and fall off and you just get to sit there and let it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait.
Should we take a short break?
Let's pause.
Okay.
And BRB.
Okay.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know what I want to say, right, Dory? We are back.
Thank you.
Now that, I've gotten used to saying your thing that you say, I don't know. I really like it.
Right? You get into it.
I'm into it now.
Yep. Feels good.
All right. Let's transition from little people to big people.
Ooh, good segue.
Well, thank you. We have a couple kind of partner, adults, parents, not a couple, many. What am I saying? Pages worth. But we have a couple like loving gifts.
Yeah.
The first one I found on our friend Emily McDowell's site. Her company makes something called an About Us Fill in the Love book. And they make them for partners and also for friends. So I will probably be bringing this up again when we talk about friend gifts.
Cool.
But it's a book where it has writing prompts and you get to fill in different things about your partner and why you love them and tell them all about your relationship. And I just thought this would be a very sweet, sentimental present. It's $10, so the price point is great.
Love the price point.
And then you get to fill in all the goodies about them. 30, that's really cool. 30 fill-in prompts.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I also suggested cozy L.L. Bean slippers.
A classic, a favorite of mine.
I can personally endorse the women's ones that I link to.
You do often wear these in your home.
I love these slippers. They are the Wicked Good slippers, the Squam Lake style.
So many New England references right here.
They're so cozy and warm, and they have a rubber, like slightly treaded sole. And after I took a tumble in our kitchen, I wanted something I could wear in the house that would not make me slip.
They're really cute.
Yeah.
Like they're stylish in a way that you could also wear outside.
Yeah. Actually, when we went on our retreat, I wore them around the campground. and then I also linked to a men's version. So there's a women's version and a men's version. And I just really thought these are great, high quality slippers that will last a long time.
Maybe I'll get Anthony a pair of these.
Yeah.
I like this idea. I don't think he has anything like this, like right? Good house slippers.
I feel like, yeah, like nice slippers are often not a thing people buy for themselves, unless you're me.
Well, they also will last forever. I say this as a family who, coming from parents and grandparents who just only wears L.L. Bean things.
Yes.
They'll last you for 20 years.
Totally. Okay. So another thing that I suggested is cooking classes. Sur La Table, which has, you know, stores all over the country, also offers cooking classes. And that, you know, depending on your partner's inclinations, that could be a really fun thing to do together. The last thing that I will recommend is something that I got for Matt for Father's Day. That was a big hit in our house.
Okay.
And it is socks with your kids and or pet's face on them.
I'm on board.
And I put both. So he has socks with Beau's face and Henry's face.
Together on the sock.
And it also says number one dad.
That's really cute.
They also make holiday versions and... you can get up to 3 faces on them. So you could put you and your daughter's faces on them and give them to Anthony.
Oh, he would love that. It's just seeing our heads everywhere. Yeah. Now I'm wondering, do they also make them for kids?
Oh, good question.
My kids would probably like socks with our dog on them.
Oh, totally.
I'm looking right now. This is from a company called Divvy Up Socks.
Yeah. I thought they were high quality. Matt really likes them. They're $24 for one pair for one face. And then the price goes up slightly if you put more faces on them.
So like a useful novelty gift.
Yes. And you know, novelty gifts are often not useful.
I know. That's the challenge with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, Kate. This next thing is kind of a novelty gift.
It is. So Ravensburger, which makes really wonderful puzzles, will make custom photo puzzles. And this is another thing that I am giving to Anthony this year.
I think I want to do this.
Because he loves a puzzle. You love a puzzle. Should I give this to you this year? Just my face.
Yes.
Me on a microphone. Like, happy holidays. But I just thought this would be like a fun activity to do together. We could, like, our whole family could probably do it. It would be fun to have a photo of our kids. Like, I was going to have them pose for a really silly photo. So it's a photo he hasn't seen.
Oh, that's so cute.
I just thought this would be kind of like a fun and personal gift, especially for someone who loves jigsaw puzzles. And we've talked on this pod about how puzzles are self-care.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm looking at the website now. Looks like the highest price is a 1,000-piece puzzle is $45.
That's a pretty good price point, I think.
That's a pretty good price point.
Yeah.
It goes from, they have 100-piece puzzles, 300 pieces, 500 pieces. This looks great. Yeah. I'm going to do this.
Recommend.
Yeah.
Okay. Next on my list for adult gifts. Oh my gosh, we both have them. A Visco girl favorite.
Yep. A Hydra Flask.
Yep. Now, a Hydra Flask is a water bottle company. I find the price point to be high, but worth it. And the one I carry around is the 32-ounce tumbler. It is the shape of a big gulp. And I have the 32-ounce straw lid on it. And I get people asking me about this thing wherever I go.
Does it spill?
if I turn it upside down, which I have done to show people, a little bit dribbles out, but it is not like I will put it in my purse.
You will.
Yeah. And wow. I want to keep it upright. Like I don't want it tipping over. If you are, as we have discussed, you are a person who has a tendency of spilling water bottles in your bag.
This would not be a good choice for me.
But you have a Hydro Flask water bottle with a flippable straw.
I do. And I have still managed to put it in my bag with this straw not fully down. And
I've done it too.
Spilled.
These are just great.
They are.
Like they're the kind of thing that someone might not buy themselves because they are a little pricey.
Totally.
But let me tell you, Dory, I drove away in my car with this on the roof and this fell off the car and rolled into a parking garage and it's still in immaculate condition.
Wow.
Yeah. So highly recommend. And then another company I like is Yeti and they make a really great travel mug. So if you have a coffee lover, tea, even just a hot water with lemon lover, I love my Yeti travel mug. So much. I bring it on the walk to school with my children every morning. Comes in a variety of colors. And the one I have is $24.99. So again, it's
okay,
like...
Okay, that's not bad.
It's like the kind of thing that like, I don't think I would buy myself.
Totally. Because I also... Yeti is generally a pretty expensive company, right?
Yes. And they make all sorts of little like coolers and drinkware and bags. And yes, it is. That's what I mean. It's like a nice travel mug for someone who may not buy it for themselves.
Totally. And then you also have this, you have some Patagonia stuff on here.
So as I think I've mentioned on the show before, I am a former employee of Patagonia.
You are.
I worked in retail for their store for a while and I love their products more than anything. They are a fantastic company. They put their money where their mouth is. They just do amazing work and their products are, I think, like the best quality products ever to be found. And one of my favorite things of mine that I have had for years from them that has since been updated, but I have an old one, is called the Adam Sling Bag. And it's just like the perfect day bag. It's not for your computer. Mm-hmm. It's more like for me, it is the bag I bring if I'm like going to the playground with my kids or going to an amusement park for the day. And I need a place where I could like shove a water bottle and my wallet and tampons and maybe a long sleeve shirt and my phone. It's just, it fits so comfortably. It goes over one, like it's just a one armed bag. It has a pocket in the front for a phone.
Probably need this.
It's like so smartly designed and it will last forever. It's $59. And then Patagonia also makes a really cute little butt bag called the Mini Hit Bag. It's $29. You know, look, fanny packs are in right now, but they are technically a timeless purchase. And this little one is really cute. I love the colors it comes in. And again, durable and will last forever.
It is really cute.
Patagonia. Hey, Sidori, another idea I had, which is probably a thing someone should get me, is the Tile app.
Mm-hmm. Full disclosure. I got this for Matt one year.
And was it a hit? Was it a bust?
He was like, oh yeah, this will be cool. This will be good. And then he never used it. And to this day, he can never find his keys.
Well, re-gift me the one that you gave him because...
Who knows where it is? And we can't even look for it because no one installed the app.
I think this would be so helpful because I'm always losing my phone.
I agree. Do you want to tell everyone what it is?
Yeah, it's a little thing you stick... It's like a locator that you stick on whatever you want. So you could put it on a phone. Your keys, I think, was the original purpose of the product. But now they have it like if your kids are always losing... some beloved thing.
Yeah, when I got it for him, it was still an actual tile.
Now they make like tiny stickers.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I am always losing my phone.
Maybe I'll just secretly get them.
Just get it, stick it on all his stuff and don't tell him and see if he notices.
But then he'd have to install the app. Because I don't want to be the one being like, your phone's in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, you don't need the emotional... labor of doing that for him. But anyway, I just thought, you got a forgetful person. This is a very useful.
Totally.
Useful gift. Next on my list, Dory, is something, not going to lie, I've thought about getting you.
Oh boy.
Rancho Gordo beans. These are dried beans that are fantastic.
I'm just laughing because the thought of getting someone that you work intimately with a bunch of beans just really.
We and I are always in closed spaces together.
Yeah, and I'm just like farting. I'm like, it's the beans.
It's the beans you gifted me. These are dried beans, and so many friends assured me that they would be the best tasting beans I'd ever had, and that they will be better than any beans I've ever had in a can or dried beans I bought at the grocery store. And I'm here to say that they are right. They are fantastic beans. They have a bean club. They have bean gifts. If you have a lentil lover in your life, check out Rancho Gordo beans.
Hint,
Dory.
I'm looking on their website right now. And looks like they have, interesting. All right. I'm going to do a little more investigating. They have black caviar lentils, which are a little hard to find.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
I made their black beans with rice. I mean, they were out of this world. They're like meaty. I don't know how to describe them. They're like huge and delicious and flavorful. Also, we had a lot of listeners say they would love Penzies spices as a gift.
Yeah, Penzies, which recently came out very strongly in favor of impeachment.
Well, look at those political spices.
Yeah, I love a political spice.
You love a political spice?
Political spice. One of the Spice Girls.
The sixth Spice Girl. We never got to see political spice.
Politics spice.
Comes out in like a Supreme Court outfit.
It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh my God. We should call her political spice.
I know. We should. Let's do that.
Okay. Well, we solved that. But anyway, Penzies, I've never tried their spices. They're supposed to be great.
Yeah. And they also come, they have like gift boxes and stuff. So my suggestion here was to get someone something from Heifer International, heifer.org. Their whole shtick is that you buy animals for people in, you know, underserved communities. So you can get a flock of ducks for $20.
You're essentially sponsoring the animals, correct?
Yes, right. Yes. You're not hand delivering the animals. You can get an alpaca for $150. You can get a community animal health worker kit for $200.
I love that.
And it just felt like a really nice thing, especially I know a lot of people don't want to accumulate more stuff.
Yes.
And it just felt like a nice gesture to get in someone's name. And you can, like, for some of the more expensive things, you can get a share of something.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be a nice little
thing. I like that one. Get me that flock of ducks.
Hey, you got it.
I love a flock of ducks.
I love a flock of ducks.
We've reached the punchy portion of this podcast where we are just cracking ourselves up. Okay, so in the friend zone, I really love Bandeau's new Good Intentions jewelry line. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm a big Jen Gotch stan.
Yeah, I like Jen Gotch,
co-founder
too.
Of Bandeau.
And I like Bandeau.
Me too. And I have one of their necklaces, their anxiety necklaces. They have an anxiety and depression kind of mental health necklaces, and they've started a new collection called Good Intentions, and that one says joy, confidence, there's kindness, optimism, gratitude, and strength.
Cool.
And the price point's pretty great. They start around $38, it looks like. So, a cute little friend gift.
That is a great little friend gift.
I also found, as mentioned when I was mentioning that love book on Emily McDowell's site, there's one called Reasons You're My BFF, a fill-in-the-love book where you can write all the reasons why you're someone's BFF.
That's so cute.
So cute, right?
Yeah.
And then this was an interesting thing that was recommended by a listener. Have you ever seen this before?
Okay, so I have not seen this one, but I walked into Bed Bath & Beyond recently to get Matt an anniversary present. And, we should say what this is.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah.
It's called a long distance friendship lamp.
And there was a whole Brookstone display at the front of the store, and they had a friendship lamp. And the whole premise of a friendship lamp is that you have one and your friend has one, and it changes color. Like if you're like thinking of your friend, you can have it change color, and then it changes, your friend's changes color as well.
Yes. So you actually touch the lamp. The one that was recommended by a listener was from the website Uncommon Goods. And you tap the lamp and that changes the color. And then your friend, wherever they live, their lamp will change color.
Yes.
So it signals to them that in that moment, you're thinking of them.
So I saw this and I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Wow. We have really reached like peak useless gift. Then I saw someone in our Facebook group recommend it, and they said that it was like really meaningful to them. Mm-hmm. And my whole perspective changed.
They reframed it for you, huh?
They fully reframed it for me. And yeah, now I'm a fan.
I will say the one too that the listener recommended, this one on the Uncommon Good site, is really pretty.
It is really pretty.
It's wooden, and it's like, I think it would actually look really lovely in the home.
Agreed. I agree.
I think that's a cool gift. All right. Let's talk about some under $20 options.
Yeah. Okay. So a gift that I think is always welcome is a long phone cord.
Which, can I say, you can get these at IKEA for very cheap and they're really nice.
Oh, look at that.
Phone charging cord.
Yes. Yeah, so like a 10-foot phone cord.
A little stocking stuffer.
Perfect stocking stuffer. Another Facebook group recommendation, a rechargeable candle lighter. I might get this for you, Kate.
I love candles.
I know you
I've
do.
Never seen this before.
I know. I thought it looked really cool.
This is cool.
And then the third thing is something that I think I might invest in, which is Bluetooth sleep headphones. It's just a headband.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's annoying to sleep in headphones.
It is. And your husband sleeps in headphones.
He does. I think I might get this for him, too.
These are cool.
Yeah. So
it's a soft band with headphones built in.
Yes, exactly. So you don't get that, you know, hard feeling on your ear, and you can sleep. If you're a side sleeper, you can sleep on your side.
This is only on, this is $20.
They're $20. Yeah.
Good little gift.
Good little gift.
I did see at Target yesterday, Bose sunglasses headphones that are sunglasses with wireless headphones built into the side.
Whoa.
They were $200. It was like a space age.
That feels like gilding the lily a little
bit.
It
was, it was too much, but I was intrigued.
Yeah, I'm intrigued too.
So we each also picked a splurge gift
we
to
did.
End on. And I picked the Peloton bike.
Which we're sitting in the same room
it's
as
right
the Peloton.
Behind us.
It's right behind
it's
me.
Staring at us.
It is.
I love this stupid thing. I do. Peloton, if you're listening, I love this stupid bike. My husband and I both use it all the time. We use the Peloton app for meditation, yoga, strength training, running, walking, you name it. We are using it. I have, when I got the bike, I was like, I'll never use this. This is going to become a coat hanger. I now, not only do I use it, I talk to it. Like I caress it when I'm done with it and I say goodbye to it.
Oh,
I might have a problem.
Wow.
The Peloton is very expensive. They have a financing program through a firm, which is what we do. So it's a monthly fee, which has made it more affordable and attainable. I will also say you can use the app without purchasing the bike if you are just looking for a fitness app with really great instructors.
Okay.
Shout out.
Hot tip.
Matt Wilpers, Cody, Emma, all my friends.
Wow,
inside my Peloton bike. Dennis.
My splurge gift is also something that I own.
I want this.
Which is the Dyson hair dryer, which Matt got me last Christmas as a surprise. I did not know this was coming.
And he knew you, though. That is a you gift.
It is a me gift. It was something I never would have bought for myself because it is $400. However, I believe it is eligible for the Sephora sale.
Ooh!
So if you wait for the Sephora sale, you can get it 15 or 20% off. Hot tip. It is a great hair dryer. Like, I feel like if I really, you know, if I like spend more than 2 minutes on it, I can really look like I got a salon blowout.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I'm also going to recommend the Dyson Airwrap, which is supposed to give you, you know, beachy waves, but I have not tried it.
I want this so bad.
But I really want to try it. And that is more expensive. It is $549.
It apparently also does not heat, so there's no heat damage of your hair.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it uses some sort of like magical magnetic technology to wrap the hair. I was watching a commercial for this and I was like, wow, if only. So if anyone wants to get that, I'm here waiting.
Yeah, I'm dying to get that too. But now that feels excessive since I already have the hair dryer. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I also want things.
And, you know, I just also want to say that last year we recommended a picture frame from Nick's Play, and we have heard from many listeners that it was a huge hit.
And especially good for like the older folks in your life?
Yeah. So the way it works is you give them the frame and then you have an app on your phone and you can put pictures on it and then the pictures automatically go into the frame.
I might get this for my in-laws.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting it for my parents as well. So
we've heard from people throughout the year.
Yeah. This. So I just wanted to, you know, bring back something from last year. Mention it again.
And you can also check out last year's gift guide episode if you're looking for more ideas.
Yeah.
I think some of those they're still good.
I think they're still good. They hold up, Kate.
Well, Dory, we did it.
We did.
And you know, we did it early. We hopefully did this in time for you all to do some shopping.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? Buy nothing.
Or buy nothing.
Make a gift.
Yeah.
A homemade gift.
Yep.
Make a donation. Write a card. It is the thought that counts.
It truly is.
Well, Dory,
yeah.
Let's transition back to the Intenti Zone.
Oh, I love transitioning back to the Intenti Zone. Transition me back. Take me there, Kate.
I am so giggly today. I don't know how to... Is it because we ate lunch? We're all fueled up?
Perhaps. I mean, I was up at 5 with young Henry, so I'm feeling a little woo.
That's true. I woke up at 7 today, so... Well, this ties into my intention.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with you, my friend.
Okay.
You wanted to catch up on The Good Place last week.
I did.
And did you just binge The Good Place?
I watched 2 episodes of it.
Okay. Okay.
So like, I'm not totally caught up, but I did watch 2 episodes.
Dare I also say you're savoring?
I'm savoring. I am.
Because you want to keep The Good Place like for when you need it.
Yeah. It's weird though. I don't want to spoil too much. I mean, it is like a 4-year-old show, but it does seem like it's kind of reached, like I see why they're ending it after this season.
Right, right.
And it's like, oh, okay. Like there was nowhere else to go with this. Like we're kind of going around in circles now, but it's still enjoyable. So, and my intention this week is I just want to stick to my writing schedule. I've been pretty good about it, but I want to keep it up. I might add a little more time to it. And yeah, that's it.
I will say you've set good boundaries.
It's been really hard.
Yeah, it's really hard to have quiet time to yourself to just work.
Yeah, especially when, you know, we run our own business. And
what are we doing?
It's, I can only imagine that it's annoying for you that I'm like, bye, I'm not available.
No, but it was good. You were like, this is too much, like too many messages coming through. I'm working on my book. And so I was like, why don't I just not text you on these days?
That was great.
And you were like, yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So awesome. Then I sit and twiddle my thumbs, dreaming of all the texts.
And you draft texts to me. You save them in a folder.
I cry.
Then when I'm like, okay, you release like 1,000 texts. Uh-huh,
I do. Doves in the wind. No, but I think it is really, you have to set boundaries with other people in order to create the space you need to get your stuff
done. And that's also been hard too, because not to detour too much, but like, because I do sort of set my own schedule, people know that. And they're like, let's meet for lunch.
Yeah.
Like let's, and I'm like, I can only meet on this one day. That's my lunch day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. These are not like real problems, but I do have to finish this book.
Yeah, Dory, so, you did sell a book.
I did sell a book. Okay. How about you?
Well, as mentioned, my intention last week was to focus on my marriage.
And focus you did.
I did. We both had colds, but we still had a lot of fun
mm-hmm.
canoodling it up in Palm Springs.
Aww.
We got massages. Aww. We went out to nice dinner.
Aww, you spent a lot of time at the pool, it looked like.
We did.
Which looked so nice and not that crowded.
No, it was very nice. We were at a hotel, a lovely hotel in Palm Springs. We had it was just more fun to like have some laughs and spend time together in a way that wasn't like me being like, is the trash out? We got to make the lunch. You know, all just like the life chores that we have together. It was really fun. It was fun just driving and listening to podcasts. I fell asleep in the car. We had a nice time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah. So thank you to my in-laws.
So what about this week?
Question, Dory. What if I got 9 hours of sleep a night?
I mean, it sounds like you've been getting 9 hours
of sleep. Well, I got a taste of what it feels like and I liked it.
It's good.
I liked just the like setting up, giving myself 9 hours, whether or not I take it is, you know, my body's choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I am asking the question, what if I got 9 hours of sleep a night? What would that look like? What would I need to change in my life in order to get that?
Mm-hmm.
How would I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to tell you, wow, 9 hours feels incredible.
Yeah.
So, and I'm someone who used to get like 5 or 6 and I've worked my way into the 7 or 8 zone.
I want to get back to the 7 or 8 zone. And I think the only way I'm going to get back to it is when I stop pumping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm working on that.
Well, I will welcome you back when you're ready.
Thank you. Thank you.
You'll come to that in your own time.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, friends, we did it.
We did it.
We made puns. We talked about farts.
We laughed.
We did laugh.
There were laughs.
There were weird phrases we say on this podcast.
Should we just do this recap every week now?
It would be the same with every episode.
There were laughs.
We laughed. We probably said reframe the narrative. And one of us referenced our butts. That's what we do here. But listen, if you have more ideas for gifts for the holiday seas. Sorry, I couldn't. I wanted to say it.
No.
The holiday seas.
I refuse.
You're like S-E-A-Z, the holiday
season. I do not accept that. No. Take it back.
Putting our foot down. But it's still early in the year, so we could still throw out some recommendations in a mini episode. So if you want to chime with an excellent gift recommendation.
We'd love to hear it.
Please hit us up.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm getting really giggly. 781-591-0390 is our voicemail. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. The password is serums.
That is true. And if you like the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, tell a friend, or mention us on social media.
And a reminder that everything we talked about today is on our website, forever35podcast.com, as it always is. And you can follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and on Twitter at forever35pod.
And Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Dori Shafrir and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio and Lane Hammer, assisted in the production of this episode. Thank you all so much for listening.
Bye.